From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open the hour with music of German guitarist Volker Kriegel and his band Inside. From 1972 and a double LP on the MPS label called Missing Link, the band as a whole was an octet: Volker Kriegel on guitar, Albert Mengelsdorf trombone, two sax players, Heinz Saar and Alan Skidmore, Kes C on flute and percussion, John Taylor electric piano, Eberhard Weber bass, and John Marshall on drums. So a real who's who of German and British modern jazz players of the early 70s. The first LP features the entire ensemble. The second album is a stripped-down version of Inside with a quintet minus the trombone and sax players. We'll listen to a track from the second LP, an Eastern-influenced piece entitled Tarang. Thank you.
Thank you.
We began that set of 70s fusion with Volker Kriegel on guitar, leading his group Inside, Tarang from the double album Missing Link, and lastly from 1976, Czech keyboardist Jan Hammer. From his second album as band leader after leaving the Mahavishnu Orchestra, the album Oh Yeah, Jan on acoustic and electric piano and synthesizers, Steve Kindler on electric violin and guitar, Fernando Saunders, bass and vocals, Tony Smith, drums and vocals, and David Earl Johnson, percussion. We heard the opening track, Magical Dog. In this set of jazz progressions, we'll listen to a pair of trios featuring tenor sax, bass, and drums, both trios part of the New York City modern jazz scene, and both trios featuring bassist Dominic Duval. First up, from 2004, a trio fronted by James Finn on tenor sax, with Dominic Duval and Whit Dickey rounding it out on drums. From the album Opening the Gates, this is the title track. Thank you.
We'll be right back. Thank you.
We began that set of tenor sax, bass, and drum trio music with James Finn, with Dominic Duval and Whit Dickey, Opening the Gates, the title track from that 2004 release on the Cadence Jazz label. And lastly, from 2008, David Schnitter on tenor sax, again with Dominic Duval on bass, and drummer Newman Taylor Baker. The album on the CIMP label is called The Spirit of Things. Most of the tracks here are jazz standards, done in a free improv setting, but there are some originals as well, and we heard one of those. It was entitled Samson. You are listening to Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. Our address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And please visit our blog and website for much more info about the show, including detailed playlists and streaming audio, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. And if you're looking for the playlist for this show or the streaming audio, this is program number 1524. For our final set of the hour, we will remain in a free improv vein and we'll go back in time to the 1960s. First up, a track from Albert Eiler, featured here on alto sax as opposed to his usual tenor. This is a track from the album Albert Eiler in Greenwich Village, his debut album on the Impulse label. The track's recorded live in Greenwich Village in New York. This was recorded on January 26th of 1967, at the Village Theater. He is in a trio here with Alan Silva on bass and Joel Friedman on cello. This is a tribute to John Coltrane for John Coltrane. Thank you.
Thank you.
recorded in Baarn, Holland, on January 11, 1966, a group fronted by pianist Carla Bley, the wife of jazz pianist Paul Bley. The album Jazz Realities, released as an LP on the Fontana label, with Mike Mantler, trumpet, Steve Lacey, soprano sax, Kent Carter, bass, and Aldo Romano, drums. We listened to J.S. Albert Eiler on alto sax before that, recorded at the Village Theatre in Greenwich Village, New York City, on January 26, 1967, for John Coltrane, a tribute to the then still-living sax great who actually encouraged Impulse Records to sign up Albert Eiler as one of their artists. From Albert Eiler in Greenwich Village, highlights from two separate concerts, the Village Theatre concert from January of 67, and also a session from the Village Vanguard, recorded in December of 66. And that will do it for this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you for your company. Join me again when you can for more of the best of the avant-garde, free improvisation, and jazz fusion. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.